for another edition of the Fresh Takes Podcast with Russo and Felice. I, of course, am Paul Russo, and across from me, as always, man, myth, potential legend in the making, depending upon what happens here in the next week or so. Nick Felice, Nick, how you doing?
I don't know what that means, but I'm doing all right, Paul. You know, it's allergy season.
That's a big fact.
You know, sniffing, snuffing.
I understand. I understand your pain. I've been, admittedly, I've been a bit lucky so far in this regard. Knock on wood.
I'm not. You know, yesterday was the sneeze. Today was the throat.
Yikes.
Tomorrow will be deaf.
That's maybe how you become the legend, then.
But today is the 46th episode of the First Taste Podcast.
Yeah.
Here on Finger Lakes One.
And, you know.
4-6. This is going to be like the 10th guest today.
It's been a while since this guy's been on. And
this is last week.
We got Pat Russo back in the studio with us today.
Hey, how's it going? Apparently. Longest without him on the show. Nice. That probably is true.
And he's Hoodie Pat today, and I'm
Hoodie Pat every time I come in.
Simply put, he's not Hoodie Nick.
The hood is always up.
You know, he's not Hoodie.
Repping the Nike
always.
Maybe a little foreshadowing.
Head to toe in Nike all the time. Greatest brand in the world. Shout out.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's enough of him.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yes. So we got some
back to the stars.
We got some fun stuff going on in this podcast. We're going to test out a new, would we call it a segment? I don't know.
Yeah.
Reboot.
I don't know. It's not a reboot.
Reboot.
This isn't reboot. A reboot. This is, we're trying to spruce some things up, you know, give it some, give the podcast some new spark, some new life. And we got a cool thing that we're pretty much stealing from other people that we're making our own. So with that in mind, here we go. Topics for today. We'll preview the finals going on in the winter sports. Stanley Cup finals going on. NBA finals going on.
It's about time.
Yeah. Well, the NBA finals are on for another couple of days. They start Thursday. But either way. We have our first draftee coming up in the NBA draft, Ja Morant. He signs with Nike. We'll discuss.
And we've also brought in our Nike expert.
Yep. We'll discuss that, and also with that, discuss some implications that might mean for other people down the line here in the draft. And then, like I said, the new thing we got, final fresh take, where each of us will have a minute or so, you know, depending upon what it is, I guess, give or take. Kind of say what our final take is of what's going on.
Pat will join us.
Yeah, Pat's going to get in on this today.
I got one ready to go.
We'll discuss a topic, sports, entertainment, could be life, you know, stuff like that. And
it's fresh.
Once the person says it, we'll have a little discussion on it and move on to the next one or end the show at that point if you're, you know, unfortunately the last one, giving your final fresh take.
No spoilers.
No spoilers yet. We discussed amongst ourselves.
So Daenerys Targaryen died.
Whoa.
We'll cut it out.
Did you guys just hear whatever that was outside?
No, I didn't. Could you explain? Could you explain the sound?
Christ. It sounded like a plow.
This is the last episode of the First Days Podcast.
We might be dying. There might be a chainsaw murderer outside. We don't know.
Oh, thank God.
Pat's way to go out. That's what he wants. So, yeah, let's jump right on into this. And we'll go to the final that's already going on. That's the Stanley Cup final. The Blues and the Bruins.
It's a walrus. Ridiculous.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, the Geico commercial. No sleepy. No sleepies, Duncan. No sleepies. So, I gotta say, you know, both these teams got here in quite the interesting ways. You know, that tends to be the way it is with any sport, I guess. But hockey, you have those twists and turns. We've discussed that before many times. But Bruins, you know, they were a team that you expected to be at least in contention for getting an appearance in the Stanley Cup final. The Blues, up until obviously New Year's, about the turn of the new year, not so much. They've been the hottest team since, and they find themselves facing off against Boston here in the final.
How many games have they won?
The Blues in the playoffs?
Bruins.
Oh, in a row. Oh, in a row? Four. Is it? No.
Did they come back from down 2-1 in that Columbus series? Might have been. They came back in that series.
Yeah. I think it's 6 or 7 they've won in a row.
Still impressive.
Either way. You know, the game yesterday, they've already played the first game. They went off, dropped the puck at Memorial Day. The game was chippy. There's a lot of chippiness, obviously, in the game if you didn't see. And you have some, I won't say non-calls, really, from the refs. I mean, you get to this point, you know, in the hockey season with the Stanley Cup Final, you'll have plays where guys are maybe not necessarily diving at each other, but you're going to have players taking more risks from a physicality standpoint, sending the message. Certainly was the case yesterday, in a way. You know, when this happens, there are certainly ramifications. You know, maybe not from the league, but the other team that you're facing, that's going to happen. So with that in mind, quick look at game one. The Blues jumped out early. They actually had a 2-0 lead very early in the second period.
They have won 8 in a row.
8 in a row. How about that?
So they're down 2-1 to Columbus.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. I guess I wasn't counting the start of this series. Either way.
Sorry.
The Blues jumped out early lead. Brandon Sheen collected a goal. Yeah, you know, we'll call it halfway pretty much through the first period. Then easily probably the Blues' best player offensively, Vladimir Tarasenko. He collected a goal assisted by Sheen very early in the second period, a minute in. Then Boston got 4 unanswered. They came pretty much right back, got a goal with 2:16 on the clock through the second period. And then Connor Clifton, Charlie McAvoy got those goals early on for the Bruins to tie back up in the second period. And then Sean Crowley, then Brian Marchand got the 4th and final goal. He went unassisted. That was with pretty much 2 minutes left in the game at that point.
That was also an empty net.
Well, you know, put icing on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, it's going to be an interesting deal here just based on the physicality off the bat. You know, you look at it from a penalties perspective, maybe not so much down the stretch, but Boston, you have a penalty against Boston for tripping. You have a penalty against St. Louis for tripping. Penalty against St. Louis for hooking. You have a strike, or a high stick rather, a high stick penalty, cross check penalty, illegal check to the head, and then interference. These are all penalties that typically are the the ones where you say, you know, why are you doing that? A lot of these were, you know, the retaliation hits. Such as the illegal check to the head. Typically, interference kind of halfway the same deal. Sometimes you're stopping, sometimes you're not. Either way, we'll get off of that. Like I said, you're going to see some, certainly some, I feel like, some retaliation occur through that. I don't know. You guys catch any of the game yesterday at all?
Just last 3 minutes.
Oh, Nick, last 3 minute kind of guy. So what would obviously at that point the intensity was pretty much ramped up, yes. As you could tell. So what were you able to see and, you know, kind of decipher for yourself?
I just see the Bruins. You know, they just look like the better team out there. You know, 8-in-a-row stat. The fact that they've been there, but not all of them been there. But when Paul told me the 8 teams that were left in the field, I looked at those other 7 teams. I said, no way in hell they're going to win a championship. And I said, the one team that's going to win? The Boston Bruins. And I'll continue to say it. I want the Boston Bruins to win the Stanley Cup.
I want them to do it so the Boston has three championships out of four. And the only one they don't have is the Boston Celtics. And I would love it. Love it. Because the Celtics, don't want to get ahead of myself, the Celtics did lose to a team that didn't even go to the finals. Just saying. You know, just saying. But I think the Bruins are going to win this series in five.
Whoa.
Yep. I think they're going to win in five after watching that. 3 minutes of the final minute there. Three minutes of the final first game, I should say. And they're going to win in five. They're just a hot team right now. And the Blues, I don't think a lot of those guys have been there, have they?
No.
Those fans are not. Certainly not.
This is obviously.
These fans under the age
of 40. Well, no. This is the team's first Stanley Cup appearance in 49 years.
48.
Maroon.
That's nuts. If you're a 48-year-old diehard Blues fan, you never see
Maroon's had
finals.
Deep playoff runs. Perrin was there last year with the Golden Knights.
And are they a hockey town?
I'll say they're a sports town. I'm not going to let you coy me into that one.
They're not. Baseball team sucks.
You know, Bozak's kind of Bozak's had deep playoff runs, but you know, certainly not Stanley Cup. So, for the most part, that team is fairly virgin to the Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, what do you think? How do you think this Stanley Cup's going to play out?
Well,
it's going to be at least like three games since till the next podcast.
Yeah, well, you have it tomorrow. Tomorrow. Friday, I think. Friday or Saturday. So we'll have probably three in by the next podcast. You know, if you want me to go straight up prediction-wise, I think Boston in six or seven, I think.
Hate to say it.
This Blues team's going to give them a freaking run. I mean, both Rask and Binnington have been playing friggin' tremendous, you know, in the goal. You look at percentage-wise, Binnington last night, despite giving up three goals, the save percentage was 91.9%. So, obviously, you need, as a goalie at that point, you need a little bit more help compared to what, you know, Tuukka Rask got. Tuukka Rask got a 90% flat save rating last night. So, you know, it's going to come down to two very good offensive teams. Defense will be a factor. Obviously, the goalies will be a big factor considering how well they've played.
But the real question is, will Kakaka be a New York Ranger?
Who?
Kakaka.
Oh, God. Look, I don't know. Pat, you got any? I know. Pat, your facial
say
reaction.
Yes.
Hold on. No. Pat's facial reaction. I put it up on the screen quick to Nick talking about Boston and titles was hilarious. So, Pat, what
do you think of
any,
Boston?
Any predictions?
Pens in three. Screw Boston sports. Pens. Next topic.
Pens in three. Okay.
Boston sports don't deserve any titles.
Thank you.
There's no place for that negativity in my life. But if they win three, there's only one they don't have. We don't want them to have any.
But it's the Celtics.
In all technicality, they don't have the 2019 title for baseball.
That's a good point.
Yep, let's move on.
Yeah, we got him. Got him there.
So I'm sure we're going to move on to a topic Nick's going to really love.
We're talking Celtics. Oh, please tell me we're not talking Lakers.
Oh, we're talking Lakers.
No, it's not. It's certainly not Lakers.
No, it's not the Lakers.
It is your other favorite team out west, the Golden State Warriors. They are facing. They're back.
They're your boys.
Look.
Wow, they're back.
They're back.
Wow, what a surprise. They're the best team of basketball.
I'm sure we're all stunned that the freaking Golden State Warriors are
You mean
back.
To tell me a team with two MVPs, I'm a final stunned. MVP, and three other All-Stars? I mean, Boogie's been injured, so we're going to give him two other All-Stars.
Well, I guess Pat's
are in the finals? Wow.
Color me surprised.
But my Raptors are there.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, yeah, that's the other team. The Raptors make their first ever finals appearance.
No one cares about the Raptors, except Drake in the city of Toronto.
You know, man, I wish Milwaukee pretty
much. Milwaukee would have done worse than Toronto in the finals than me.
No, Milwaukee pretty much pulled effectively. I'll go out and say this. I'll give you a fresh take before the final fresh take. Milwaukee blowing the 2-0 lead with home court advantage is effectively the same as the Warriors blowing a 3-1 lead in the finals.
You mean to tell me a team with Giannis and very few shooters around him didn't win?
Giannis, the MVP of the league?
And very few shooters around him?
Hey, Peck on taking ball.
All I'm saying is you're up 2-0. You have home court. You couldn't do anything. You got smoked in the final three games. Man.
And again, look at the team building.
Now I gotta ask you, Paul, one thing.
Yeah.
I said this, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
I said Kawhi Leonard was the best player on the court. Do you change your mind? You were pretty upset that I said this.
I mean, Giannis is still MVP.
But is he the best player on the court? There's a difference between MVP and
that
best
court,
play.
The Bucks Raptors court.
Maybe the tennis court right now.
You are still saying Giannis is better than Kawhi right now.
Speaking of tennis, nice Serena came back and won.
You're still saying Giannis is better than
Kawhi.
Give
my French Open some love. Give my French Open some love. It's just a little quick
shout. How come you just couldn't let the joke sit?
Because I'm just trying to figure out if you're serious about Giannis being better than Kawhi.
Nick asked me, is Kawhi the best player on the court? And I said, maybe the tennis court right now.
But my
that means Pat. That means he's not in the finals. That means he's out. That means he's gone fishing, as the TNT guys like saying.
Ooh. But okay, whatever.
Anyway.
Sorry, I don't pay attention to what Charles Barkley says.
Giannis is still the MVP for the regular season. He's hoisting the MVP
over James Harden.
Yes. But we have a bigger. We have, you know, I pose this question because all year, and I'm still pretty much sticking with it, until I actually see the Warriors not be the team hoisting the trophy at the end of the year, then I have no other point in saying anything really else. But is there, like, a chance in any, you know, realm or universe that the Raptors have even a slight shot?
Here's...
At getting this?
Hold on. Can I answer this really quickly? No. If Steph Curry gets injured and Kevin Durant does not come back, I am still taking the Warriors over the Raptors because they still have LA. They still have Draymond.
Wait a second.
I don't know if you saw clips, but DeMarcus Cousins is running full speed at practice.
Wait a second.
That's scary.
We're minus Steph or minus Durant. We're technically...
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Technically, you're still minus DeMarcus.
Yeah, so what you're telling me is you're going to take Kawhi and Kyle Lowry over Draymond and Klay? Guys who have been to the last four finals?
I mean...
Wait. You are not going to say Kyle Lowry over Klay.
You just wiped out two MVPs.
You're not going to say... You're not going
to... That's a tempting offer to take the other team. I'm not going to lie. Nick's even thinking about it over there.
Do you really think Kyle Lowry is better than Klay?
Who said I said that? You just wiped out two of the best players in the... You just wiped out two guys top five of the league, though.
But if you're matching up the top two on that on those teams at the end of it, it's still the Warriors. If you're still matching up, your next two best guys are Klay and Draymond versus the two best guys in Toronto being Kawhi and... Take whoever else you want.
That's fine. I'll take Marc Gasol, who's been balling in the past series, then.
If we're judging it based on one series, Andre Iguodala is the best player on the Golden State Warriors.
You're sure it's not Alonzo McKinney?
I mean, if we're basing it off of one series.
Here's how they get it done.
All I'm saying is you open...
Just throw it to Nick because... Throw it to Nick. The Warriors are going to sweep.
All I'm saying is you open the door to the possibility.
Here's how you get done. No. A little off the bat.
No.
Durant can't play. Cousins cannot play. And Curry needs to get hurt. Klay can play. Klay can play and they can still pull. You got to remember here, Paul. The Raptors have home court advantage.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
They have home court advantage because they had one game better record in the regular season than the Warriors. If Curry, Durant, and Cousins does not play, And Kawhi's keep balling. Like Paul says, Marcus Gasol keep balling. We already know Kyle Lowry's better than Clay.
Kyle Lowry's the worst point guard in his division. He's the second worst point guard in that division.
Division? There's divisions?
Yes.
He's the second worst point guard in his division.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Simmons, D'Angelo, and Kyrie are all above
him. What the hell is going on here?
I'm throwing Kyle Lowry under the bus. He's trash. He's trash. Kyle Lowry's trash.
Simmons.
Raptors can't get it done.
Point guard.
Ben Simmons. He runs the point.
TJ McConnell's the point guard.
Ben Simmons starts a point guard.
Who's the Nets point guard?
D'Angelo Russell.
Who's the other one? Irving?
Kyrie Irving is definitely better than Kyle Lowry.
Well, Irving's going to stick in the division just with a New Jersey next year.
Brooklyn. Not New Jersey.
And Dennis Smith is good.
I see what you did there.
Throw it to Nick. The Raptors can't win it.
I loved
what Pat did on that.
The Raptors can't win.
If those guys don't play and Kawhi keeps balling.
No.
And they got the home court advantage, the Raptors can win this series.
No.
But you're asking Curry to get hurt.
And you're asking Kawhi to still go off every single game.
What I'm thinking.
And chasing Clay or Curry.
I'm thinking Kawhi can steal a game.
One.
I think he can steal a game. And you know what game he's going to steal? It's going to be game four
to keep them alive. Game three
or four so that way we get free Doritos Locos Tacos.
Well, you're going to get the free Doritos Locos Tacos in game one and two when Hell the Warriors yeah. win. And I think it's gonna be game two. They're gonna tie the series up,
and then lose three in a row. And Drake's little heart is gonna.
You know what? One thing I need to know about the NBA Finals.
Yes.
So they go through the conference finals like boom, 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 and now we get all these days.
Next thing you know, bing, bang, boom.
It goes from Thursday, then they play Sunday, then they play Wednesday. So they're taking 2 days off in between, and then all of a sudden they jump to Friday. It's like. If it gets a 3-0, they're like, all right, just get this over with and play Friday. As long as they never go to... Is it the 2-3-2 or is it the 2-2?
2-2-1-1-1.
That's what I thought. It used to be 2-3-2, and I didn't like that. You know, like really stupid. Baseball, when they did the best of five, they used to do 2-3.
Yeah.
The worst team would get the first two road games.
Home games.
And fun fact, I mean, I don't mean to get off topic here, but... The Giants, when they won the World Series that 1 year, they actually lost two games at home and then three at the Reds. So that was pretty cool. But get rid of that. Just do the 2-2, 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1, and the Warriors should win. I got the Warriors in five.
All right.
For their fourth championship.
In 5 years.
In 5 years. And it should be 5-5 if Draymond Green doesn't get suspended. Actually, it would be another champion that LeBron wouldn't. I mean, you get sidetracked here on LeBron trail, but if Draymond doesn't make that shot, and if Kevin Durant shows up in that one series,
we ain't playing all.
He could be 0-9.
Whoa, soundboard just lit up.
But that's enough of me. Back to Pat.
Warriors.
Oh, we're going to Pat.
Through the bat.
Realistically, I see it going 5 or 6. Part of me wants it to be a sweep because I want to get to free agency. I want to see the Nets sign Tobias Harris.
That's actually all fun fact.
What? What?
They might get Kyrie. Apparently, Kyrie and the Nets have mutual interest. I don't know. They're actually, not going to get KD though. KD's not going
to
go.
Pat, I don't mean to steal your mojo, but what? I got another fun fact. Free agency actually doesn't start until July 1st or June 30th.
I still want free agency to get here.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter how long this finals takes.
Well,
it will come when it comes.
You're right. So Warriors in three now.
Because as a Knicks Net fan, we can't get too over excited because you know how disappointing this summer is going to be.
Why? The Nets are at least going to get, like, Boban Marjanovic.
Yeah, we're going
to... That's right. Heat. We can't do anything.
And you're going to get, like, Wayne Ellington and give him a max contract.
Steph Curry will sign Steph Curry to a franchise tag.
Making it Wayne.
Yeah, you're going to think that's a good deal or some crap like that.
Yep. Go Warriors. They need to get it done. They haven't won in so long.
It's been almost 365 days since their last championship.
Nick literally just like ends a sentence as I pan it to his camera. That was tremendous.
I get camera shy.
Tremendous timing.
46 episodes. Of this, I can't get used to this camera.
That was tremendous.
Can you believe they play an entire playoffs just to see who gets to lose to the Warriors every year? Can you believe that?
Now let's hear Pat talk about the lottery.
What do you want me to talk about the lottery?
He hates the lottery.
Yeah, the lottery's stupid. If you're the worst team, you should get the number one pick. Second worst gets the number two pick, and so on and so forth. You're telling me that, because...
All right, Pat. Save your words. It's a big topic coming up next here for you.
Well,
Save your words.
I haven't said much of anything over here about this.
Oh, yeah.
All right, throw it to Paul.
Yeah, throw it to Paul.
You know, so...
Drink a water.
I'm not going to lie. I think this is going to go 7. You know, I think Kawhi, in these situations, right, where...
Wait, he says he's going 7?
Yeah.
Where
this
it's...
is the NBA.
Hold on. Where it's, you know, him versus the, like, bookend champion no matter what, right? 2014 shuts down the Heat with LeBron. Now, I'm not saying that... they beat the Warriors. I think it's Warriors in 7. But you're going to see Kawhi go out there, and you're going to see this dude ball. You're going to see this dude pretty much, I think, not carry the team, but, I mean, this man's only going to be sitting out 5 minutes a game, I think.
And you like Marcus Hall? I got one question for you, though. Now, obviously, we know that the Warriors love to just run around in circles on offense. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be having to chase Klay Thompson.
He's been having to chase Giannis.
Okay, but Giannis can't do what Klay can do. Giannis is just head down to the basket.
Yeah, that's...
Klay can drive. Klay can pop threes. Klay can stop and shoot on a dime. Giannis can't do that. The Warriors, I'm going to throw this out there. If you
When was the last time you saw Klay get the ball at, like, the top of the key and then drive?
I'm not saying he does it a lot. I'm saying he can do it. And if you're going to sit here and act like Giannis moves more than the entire Warriors offense...
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying he's had to chase Giannis around the whole entire series. Giannis doesn't stop man.
Oh, and Klay does?
I'm not saying he doesn't, but you're acting as if Giannis just stands there as if he's a freaking pole.
He definitely doesn't move as much as Klay. The entire Warriors offense is based on running in circles and freeing guys open on screens. Just watch their offense for like 30 seconds and you'll
learn
that.
Who's the best coach in this series?
Steve Kerr, not even close.
Yeah, Steve Kerr.
Nick Nurse.
Neither of them have to coach. Let's understand that. Neither of them have to coach. If we're going to pick which one's a better coach, I'm still going with Steve Kerr.
Nick Nurse? You want the guy who almost freaking blew a game?
Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Kawhi, he's going to get tired. He's gassed already. He's going to get more gassed. And I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm not going to act like an old Tim Duncan, an old Tony Parker, an old man new didn't slow him down a little bit. But we're talking about 3 first ballot Hall of Famers there. He is lucky to have even a guy sniff a Hall of Fame ballot on his team. Who?
Who's Gasol?
No.
Pat, they let literally anyone into that Basketball Hall of Fame. Nick's going to be on the ballot in like 2 years.
I don't know, man.
But my knee blew out.
What a shame. He was so good. Look at him over there. Now he's depressed.
I don't know, man.
I averaged 2 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, 1 block.
Defensive force now, though.
3-time runner-up.
He was a lot like Manute Bol. Anyway.
Anyway.
Look, the Raptors will give him some games here. It's going to happen.
But 3 games.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
I don't care.
For them to win 3 and force a game 7.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Do you really think they can win 3 and force a game 7?
Yeah. I do.
How do you think it's going to go? Game by game. Let's hear.
I'm going to go Toronto gets game 1. Golden State gets game 2. Golden State gets game 3. Toronto gets game 4 and game 5, and then the Warriors get the last 2.
Back to Pat.
That's what I think.
Back to Pat. Here's the comment.
I don't think they trail in the series, like series lead at all. They're not going to trail at all. They're going to trail a couple games, maybe like 3-2, maybe like 11-9.
I will help you on that prediction, Paul. I think Steve Kerr is 19-1 in game ones.
Yes.
But, you know, he can lose. And that one was the Thunder where they came back from down 3-1.
Whoa. We had a late camera thing going on there. My apologies.
Sorry. Yeah. 46 episodes, we're getting down.
I'm just...
So, Nick dropped a little bit of a fun fact. Who wants to hear a fun fact? Because I got one. Courtesy last night of Justin Hilla.
Huh?
Courtesy last night of Justin Hilla, which I've now seen on Twitter. Did you know that in the past 36 straight finals, there has been at least one person who has been a teammate of Shaquille O'Neal?
Danny Green!
Who I completely forgot was a Cleveland Cavalier.
Fun fact, UNC has sent more players in more NBA finals than Duke has. Cough, cough. So who really produces the better products? That's a discussion for another day. I just want to throw Duke under the bus.
I think who produces the best products? Is that your question?
Between UNC and Duke, UNC's had 16 different players reach 37 total finals. Duke's had 3 players reach a total of 5 finals.
But Pat was just talking about prospects. I know another prospect, Paul.
Nice segue.
And Ja Morant.
Nice segue.
Yeah.
This is when you take over.
I know. I had to pull up the page for a second here. You know, how about if you come over here and do this job?
About episode 50?
That should be our April Fool's Day.
Well, you're a little late.
I'm thinking, what is it?
You're gonna be about 2 months at that point.
We're gonna take a 10-month break. So
Ja Morant has signed a deal with Nike today, guys. Made it official.
Ja Morant is the Murray State guard.
They apparently agreed to it before the draft lottery occurred 2 weeks ago.
All his parents' lives, they were working to earn a check, and now Ja Morant is working for the check.
But
actual tweet.
We have
that from John.
Brought in a guy that works at Nike.
Gee, thanks.
He's up. He's one of the ups in the company.
What? No, not really. Not really. No. Don't listen to him.
Pat,
if you're higher up, can you please tell him to work on Syracuse's football uniforms?
No, they don't deserve them yet. But have more than one 10-win season and then. Talk.
But give yourself some credit, Pat. Weren't you athlete of the year?
No. No.
Athlete is also known as an employee, but what did you win? What was the award you won?
Athlete of the month.
Okay.
So employee of the month.
Yeah, so he's employee of the month. But Pat, take over.
Take over for what? So this whole Ja Morant signing, what it's going to mean? Did we ever get the numbers on what the deal was?
Well, unfortunately for everyone here, the terms were not disclosed. He signed a multi-year, multi-million dollar deal. The terms weren't fully disclosed. However, we have been able to locate that Morant could earn over $39.56 million over a 4-year deal as a rookie. So, he is the first, to my knowledge anyway, sign a deal this year out of this draft class. Now this poses some interesting things here for some other players on the line. Because you have Ja, who went to Murray State. We've heard, obviously, about Ja for some time now. Pretty much put Murray State on the map this year. What's interesting is usually you get the guys who get the early deals are the blue bloods, right? The Duke players, the Kentucky guys, the UNCs, the Kansases. They get these early deals, done. The ones you get these big announcements, right? And usually you get them over the over a different way other than, like, say, Instagram. This is the first time we've had, an Instagram reveal like this in this caliber. So I find it interesting. Yeah.
No other guys ever announced a shoe deal via, like, Twitter or Instagram before?
No, usually the way they do it, right, is, like, some big, like, release, sure, it's by Twitter, but it's by, like, Nike who does it, or they work with, like, ESPN. Ja did it through his own social media. You know,
I don't follow enough players to know that one.
I don't follow him either, but this is the first instance where I remember seeing a guy do it through his own personal account. You know, not through, like I said, Nike, ESPN, Bleacher Report.
Can we get the Elias Sports Bureau on this one?
Pat, now, does this...
sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Now, does this make you a Ja Morant fan?
I already like Ja Morant's game. There's a reason he's coming with Nike. There's a reason he's signing with Nike. Nike's the best brand in the world. Pop
up on the computer that I had to take care of.
Everyone knows what the swoosh stands for. You don't even got to see our name to know what we stand for.
Money.
We're the best. We're signing on one of the best. The best are still coming with us, too. We got more on the way. The only question is who's next and how much. You want to get into a bidding war with Nike? Fun fact, you're not going to outbid them. Nike can buy out all your brands and then have money left over to go get those
now,
guys.
Were you a Nike fan? I mean, how long have you been working at Nike now?
My total collective time, about 2 years.
Were you a Nike fan before you worked at Nike?
Yes. What kind of question is that, Nike?
Yeah, I know. I just I'm trying to get some dirt on you, you know? I'm just trying to find out where you were before you went to Nike, you know?
The Playground program.
Now, if you left Nike, has any big athlete ever left Nike that you know of?
What do you mean left Nike?
Like, it's like everyone like made the move over to a different, like Adidas.
Well, I mean, Steph Curry, but he never had a signature shoe with Nike. James Harden, he never really had a signature shoe either, though. Like, he had like a special edition shoe, but it wasn't really a James Harden signature.
If you left Nike, would that be as big as Paul leaving Verizon to Sprint?
What?
He's talking about the guy from the commercials. Probably not.
I don't know.
I feel like Derrick Rose wore Nikes the first couple of years before he got the Adidas signature deal, too.
I mean, all I'm saying is if he was wearing Nikes, I think he would have tore his ACL.
Wasn't Brady a Nike athlete too before an Under Armour deal?
Not that I know of.
That's a good question. Has anybody? That's a good.
I'm sure people have
that's
left.
Hold on. That's a good question poised by Nick.
I'm sure people have left, but
I'm
once
intrigued. I made it into a joke, but it is a good question.
I'm sure people have left, but once they get a signature shoe, they can't leave. They don't. Ever.
Because I feel like.
By the way, guys, Ja Morant never negotiated with another brand.
I wonder why.
I feel like if someone leaves,
color me surprised,
leaves Nike for like Adidas, they can't come back to Nike.
They could. I mean, it comes down to contracts, right? It's like any other.
If they want to leave, they can.
Yeah,
leave.
It's like not going to hurt. It's us. Like any other deal, right? Where like, say,
it ain't gonna hurt.
Like an ad, say like okay, like Alex Rodriguez, for instance, he. Or better one, because this actually happened. Like Ken Griffey Jr., right? Leaves. He gets traded from Seattle. Spends time, obviously, in Cincinnati and Chicago, but signs the deal to go back to Seattle, right? Signs the one-year extension after being traded there. You know, it happens in sport kind of like all the time, at least from the team perspective. I mean, you can go through any sport and look at it that way. Happened with Dwayne Wade. You know, it happens.
Mm-hmm. Would your opinion of Ja Morant change if he left Nike?
No.
I know he's only been there a few weeks, but...
No. That wouldn't change. He'd be making a mistake.
Yes.
But it wouldn't change.
Oh, I found someone who did leave Nike.
Who?
Big news, big name.
Who?
Kanye West.
And guess what he did? Every single shoe he has designed has been based off of a Nike shoe.
The Yeezys do look like Roshis.
At least he's loyal to his company. I like this. We're trying to, you know.
He modeled the shoe after the Monarch, the typical dad shoe.
I was talking about, okay.
I'm just saying.
He leaves Nike, goes to Adidas. Every shoe he makes looks exactly like a Nike shoe.
His shoes are fresh.
Kanye's? No, they're not. They suck. They're $350 and they rip. Our shoes are like $80 and they'll last a lifetime.
Or they're like Zions and they rip.
All right, Pat. The biggest question.
That's not a topic we're going to discuss.
Biggest question, Paul, kind of.
You don't understand them. You don't understand the shoe.
Paul kind of alluded to it. Who's next?
If you want me to be technical, everyone's coming next.
That's a good point.
Everyone and their grandmas are going to sign with Nike.
Who's next?
Who's next? Well, are we going to segue into our final fresh takes here?
Oh, is that part of your final fresh takes?
Yes, it is part of my final fresh take. Yeah, it is
part of Pat's final.
All right.
So, you want to
segue into it?
We'll go with Pat's first.
All right. So, my final fresh take.
Hold on, wait. Hold on.
Let me explain a little bit.
It's a new thing here.
As we alluded to, the final fresh take, like I said, if you missed it off the top, we have a topic in mind for our own. We each have one, and we say it, and we'll discuss upon it a little bit, kind of like what our thoughts are on it. And all
we
that
have an idea what Pat's is.
Yep. So let me get the Pat's thing here.
Yeah. So my final fresh take.
Oh, I messed it up. Pat, what's your? I'm gonna leave this up because your thing did not copy over.
Right. So my final fresh take to answer Nick's question. Zion Williamson will be the next signee with the Nike brand. However, he is not going to be signed under the Nike brand. He is going to sign under the Jordan brand.
Wow.
Jordan is known. Now, here's the thing. The Jordan brand is known for going out of their way, and this isn't just basketball, for signing the explosive, high-profile players. They did it with Randy Moss. Now, one that might get a little confusing, they signed Derek Jeter. He's not known for, you know, big mouth. Very great athlete, though. Unprecedented athlete of his time. You got Moss. You got Triple G, the boxer. You had other fighters in the late 90s. You had other basketball players in the late 90s. Baby was one of them.
You had me in 2K.
Like I said, you got guys. They're high, you know, high profile, explosive. Russell Westbrook was signed with Jordan. Just got his first signature shoe. The Westbrook 0.2s just came out about 3-4 months ago. Zion Williamson is going to get the Jordan brand, and he will get a signature shoe, not only carrying on a tradition of Jordans, but restarting some old classics. I think you'll see this man playing in some newly designed Concords, some newly designed Bred 4s. You're going to see this man pulling off all those shoes Jordan wore with new updated versions, with new updated technology in the shoe, and most importantly, set a new record for shoe deals. It's going to be bigger than LeBron, bigger than KD, Kyrie, Kobe, all those guys with lifetime shoe deals. He's going to blow them out of the water. Jordan Brand, Zion Williamson, and Inc.
Collision Course.
Coming up next.
Now, is that the most you've ever talked about Zion?
At one time, yes, probably.
So you
he's not a Dookie anymore.
My big question is it technically, I guess, I mean, you would know more about this. Is it his true signature like shoe if he redesigns a shoe?
It depends. Okay. Not really, but I'm just saying, like, so within his first year, they're not going to just sit down and be like, you're getting a signature shoe right away.
I was going to say, don't they usually do, like, the same, so...
It depends.
But don't they usually do...
Like, Giannis doesn't have a signature shoe yet, so...
I was going to say, don't they do, like, LeBron's and, like, I'll say, isn't it usually, like, March or April when the new ones for LeBron come out?
I mean, LeBron's got new colorways coming out of the shoes all the time, but the 16s just started... I want to say it was over the summer, beginning of, or the end of last year. I mean, it really depends on what's going to happen with everything. I mean, KD had the 11s come out over the summer, and now he's already got the 12s out. So it just depends what Nike wants to do with it, what KD wants to do with it. Whatever, I mean, Kyrie went from the 4s to the 5s in a matter of 8 months as well.
Whoever their athlete is what you're talking. It depends on them.
Pretty much. But, I mean, what I'm saying is, what you're going to see until Zion gets his own signature shoe is going to be those old models coming back into play. All
right, so personally, I got a question then for you because we saw what happened when he wore the Paul George signature shoe.
Yeah, they're going to...
So for his signature shoe, are we going to see maybe not so much a return of like a true like bulky shoe like what Shaq used to wear, but we're going to see something that's a bit.
It'll be something like a LeBron.
Okay.
They'll model it after a, if he's with the Jordan brand, they'll take styles from the Jordan, take styles from LeBron, because they got to give him a heavier shoe. That's what happened to Paul George. He wasn't wearing a heavy shoe. He was wearing a shoe made for a guy that's like 6'7", 220 at the most. Dude's 6'80", 280. Like, or 6'8", 280. He shouldn't be wearing that shoe. Anyways, they're going to give him a shoe built for him, designed for him, meant to be worn by him and, you know, the stockier athletes as well. So, I'm looking forward to it. He's going to have a signature shoe by the end of, I'm going to say end of his rookie year, he'll get a signature.
Now, Pat, are you a big shoe guy?
Yes, I love shoes. I just got a new pair in the mail today called the React Prestos. That is the softest shoe I've ever put on. Beats any Air Max ever, beats any React.
Now, you
ever.
Wear these shoes or you just frame them?
Oh, no, I wear all of them. I wear all the shoes I buy. There's no point in buying them if I'm not going to wear them. There's no point. I don't collect shoes. I just buy them and wear them.
There's people that do collect shoes. They just don't wear them.
And there's nothing wrong with collectors. Just my point of view is if I'm not going to wear them, I'm not going to buy them. And I understand there are collectors that, you know, have every edition of Jordan, which that's perfectly okay. Do you, but it's just not for me.
All right.
The first ever final for us today.
Yeah.
All right. So, who do you want to go next, Nick? Me or you?
I'll go.
Oh, sling that thing.
I kind of like that. Keep the upbeat going for now. So.
Yeah.
All right. So, Nick, what's your final fresh take?
Mine doesn't have anything to do. Well, it's on there, but.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't have anything to do with sports. But you might have to play sports to get this. You know, it's the summer body. It is almost June, fellas.
It is
almost summer.
That is right.
And thanks for the heads really. Up. It's just, you know, I've been mature for a good 10 years now. I don't know when I hit puberty.
What's your definition of mature?
Puberty. I don't know when I hit it, but you know.
Pat liked that joke.
In those 10 seasons, those 10 summers, I don't think I've ever gotten the summer body. Never put the effort in. Never put the time in. But,
I mean, I got a summer body.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you like your body.
Bartolo's got one. So do I.
Oh, my God.
But how do you get a summer body? You don't just go out there and run 10 miles and you just do that for the next 20 days and all of a sudden you're ready. No. You just got to cut back on your eating. So I believe it's real. I'm going to get to you guys in a second. But
Okay.
You just got to cut back on your eating. You know, don't eat so much. I know it's hot dog hamburger season. But you don't need 7 hot dogs.
Who eats 7 hot dogs?
I eat 7 hot dogs. I know I don't need it.
That's a good point. If I'm at like Buck Night, I'm definitely down in at least 3 hot dogs.
Well, 3 and 7 is totally different. No, 7 is I'm just talking, over double no, no, that.
I'm talking like bare minimum is 3. Like I. Well,
what's your maximum?
10-ish.
Well, hot dogs is my favorite.
No, I don't believe you.
Hot dogs is my favorite food.
What?
And I could eat.
For real?
I could eat 10. If I'm starving, I could eat 10.
That's for real? I'm kind of with Nick. Not with my buns. Favorite, but I'm like Nick. If I'm in the mood for a hot dog, oh, boy.
I like them burnt, too.
Who's ever in the mood for a hot dog? Like, oh, I eat come hot on, dogs, Pat. But I never sit down like, oh, my God, I really could go for a hot dog.
Pat, come on. You're sitting there. Wow. You're outside. You smell some grilling going on near you.
Wow, give me that burger. Give me that rack of ribs on the grill. Give me the steak you're frying.
I'm not saying necessarily that, but I'm just saying you get that grill. Nick knows about how to get that grill going. You might be outside of, say, a baseball game.
Yeah, Paul. I get it. But here's the point on my topic. We're trying to cut back on that stuff, all right?
Yeah, you went down the hot dog path.
Cut back on the chips. Cut back on the soda. Drink the diet.
Diet's worse than...
Drink the zero calories.
That shit's worse than the
actual. Cut back on the chips.
The zero calorie one.
Get rid of the Doritos.
Diet is.
Do not eat the sweets. Or like the zebra cakes or your Oreos or your Chip-A-Hoys. So get rid of them.
You tell me no more zebra cakes?
But back to running. You need to run at least a mile. Not asking much. Asking a month. You know, you try to get out there six times a week.
Nick, I'm going to answer your question quickly here. Whatever you're defining as the summer bod is definitely a myth.
Yeah, I'm with Paul on this one.
I was going to ask you, is it a myth?
I thought I was going to be the only one on this one, but I think it's a myth as well. How many of us out there? Summer bod. The only time you have a summer bod is when you work out year round.
Big facts.
You can't just pick it up in March, but yeah, I got this.
Thank you.
This is not going to work. Because then by the end of March, you're like, wow, this sucks.
So you're saying a summer body should start at the end of summer.
The summer body should start. Summer bod
should have started 3 years ago.
Your summer bod should literally be starting from like the first time you ever start working out. Because you know me, Nick. Paul knows. I used to run every day in high school.
You used to run every day, like,
And then I got to college, and, like, I was like, yeah, no. Like, you're I really still don't running, have time though, to do like,
every
this.
Other day.
You're introduced to drinking. By 21. By 21.
Yeah, it's a story for another day as well. No, I ran every day in high school. That doesn't, like, outside of practices, I would run on my own.
Big fat.
Like, 6 to 10 miles.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If you want that summer bod, it can't be something you pick up in March. It's got to be something you start and just keep working towards. I once witnessed
Pat definitely not know where he was at the end of one run one time.
Like, yeah, that was because I ran like 15 miles that time.
You guys want to do a contest so you can lose the most weight?
I mean, I would probably be the odds-on favorite because I'm definitely the fattest.
He's got the most weight to lose. I'm with him on this one.
I mean,
if you want to have that contest, let's go.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. I say we throw in hot dogs.
What?
Zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure out the details on this one. We
have to figure out the starting weight.
Game on.
And we got to do it by the end of the summer.
Okay.
End of the summer. All right.
Yeah, so we'll Pat will be on in a couple weeks. We'll figure it out then.
Yeah.
All right. Details soon to come.
Actually, in a couple weeks, it'll probably be around the start of summer.
Yeah. The official start.
Yep, the official start. But yeah, I believe it's real. Come on, kids. Let's do it. Got back on the zebra cakes.
All right. I guess that brings it to me then. Yep. Mine's, a much more somber final fresh take. But Bill Buckner, unfortunately, obviously passed away from a form of dementia over the weekend. Man, most of, I guess, people our age for sure associate Bill Buckner and I guess his legacy for what he was as a player based around one play, right? The World Series play where the ball goes between the legs, but he shouldn't be remembered that way at all. Like, this guy was maybe not a true borderline Hall of Famer, but he's in that, like, next step below. Give you a quick, I guess, stat of this. He had a WAR of 15.1. He had hit his career hit numbers 2,715. That puts him 66 all time. That means there's 65 humans throughout time that had hit more baseballs than him. That's pretty damn good, if you ask me. He was a one-time All-Star in what many, you look at it now, what you could argue was like his worst statistical season from like an analytics standpoint, if you look at it now. Pat doesn't like when I bring in analytics. But
Mike Trout?
He had a bad season based on analytics. Was it an actual bad season or not?
But, hold on. You know, this was a guy who... you know, he struggled a little bit from the play. Finally, you know, probably about 15 or so years ago now, finally started, I guess, kind of accepting it. Because of it, had arguably one of the best scenes in Curb Your Enthusiasm ever. I wouldn't call it the proper eulogy, but, I mean, hey, this is a guy who should be remembered as a guy who certainly Hall of Very Good, maybe not Hall of Fame, but certainly not the guy who had that one error. You know what I mean? So that's kind of where I stand on that. You know, you'll get his career numbers. He racks up right next to guys like Al Oliver, Steve Garvey, and Mark Grace, guys who joined him certainly in Hall of Very Good, if not Hall of Fame. So, that's where I stand on that. If you guys, do you guys have anything you want to chime in a little bit with?
I didn't really know him that well. I just know him in that play. And yeah, it does suck that he's remembered as that play. That's really all I have to say.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it does suck.
Yeah.
Only being known for that one error. I mean, I know a lot of people can tell you, because of a throw I made, we got knocked out of Little League All-Stars, tossed right over the fence, run scored, second loss of the tournament, we were gone. And that's still to this day. We won sectional senior year. One of the first things said to me after we won, hey, remember you threw that ball over the fence? Yeah, I remember throwing a ball over the fence. You see this piece of gold, though, in front of us? Like,
kiss you're still a good player.
Kiss this ring.
Yeah, kiss this ring. But, I mean, my point is, obviously not going to be a Hall of Famer, not going to be remembered as a Hall of Famer. He was a very good player. The numbers back it up. And it does suck that he's only known for that. I mean, it was a huge error. But it does suck he's known for an error. Like, no one should ever be remembered for something like that. No one should ever be remembered for something bad unless all... Like, I mean, we get guys like Ted Bundy.
It's like Chris Webber, though. What do you remember him by?
Yeah, but, I mean, he never had, like, an outstanding NBA career where you're going to sit there and be like, okay, like...
I don't know.
Outstanding? Yeah, it was good, not outstanding. Make a case
for it. He got gypped of an MVP.
That's tough for another day. The point is just, like, you shouldn't be remembered for all the bad things that... You did. Jimmy, remember for the one error in your career when you had all these other, you know, stats to back up that you were a very good
also
player.
Also being a tremendous...
Like, we can compare it right now. Not saying he makes a lot of errors and stuff. Are you going to hold it against Mike Trout that he plays for the Angels?
No.
Nolan Arenado for the Rockies? Are you going to hold that against them? Like,
also...
You can't hold certain things against people.
I didn't mention it, but this Bill Buckner also a tremendous philanthropist as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, that doesn't...
Great. No, he's... What I'm saying is he's a great overall human being.
All right. But, I mean, like, it's just one of those things that, at the end of the day, like, if he had been some Joe Schmo in off the bench because he had to, you know, pinch hit and he was the last guy to use, then, okay, whatever, like, you could give him some crap for it. But, like, he's got stats back up. He was a good player. I mean, give him... And, I mean, I think even the very first highlight people show when they're talking about the Bill Buckner passing...
Yeah.
Was that air?
That was, actually. I think I was watching...
It just sucks that... It just sucks he's going to be remembered forever as having that big air in the World Series when he really had a very good career.
Spanned 22 years.
Yeah, it could span 3 years and be very good.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. indeed.
RIP.
R.I.P. indeed.
Pour one out.
So that takes us to the end of the podcast today.
Shout outs and fun facts.
Thanks, as always, to Pat for coming on. Pat, fun fact.
Fun fact, sticking with some shoe deals and stuff, Michael Jordan never wanted to sign with Nike. He wanted to sign with Adidas coming out of college. He felt like Nike wasn't all in on him. Nike held a meeting with him. He still wasn't sold, but he actually liked their pitch better than Adidas. He waited out to hear Adidas' pitch last. He said that Nike's pitch, which they had spent literally few days in a row working on, was better than Adidas's because Adidas thought they had him locked up. He wanted to leave Nike after the Jordan 2s. He stayed because of a man called Tinker Hatfield. He designed the Jordan 3. Phenomenal job. So fun fact out of all that was Jordan never wanted to sign with Nike. 33 editions of Jordans later, I think he made a pretty good choice. So we'll sling that over to Nick now.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
As always, Pat. Nick, who are you shouting out today?
Well, I've had a lot of different shout-outs. I've repeated shout-outs. I've had double shout-outs. I've had all different types of shout-outs. But today will be a new day. Today is the first ever negative shout-out.
What?
And I'm going to shout-out stupid Derek Dietrich of the Cincinnati Reds. No one knows who he is because he's a loser. Derek Jeter traded him, And he's
I don't think he did.
Utter douchebag.
He wanted, I think he got DFA'd over the offseason, and then the Reds just signed him afterwards.
He hit 3 home runs against my Pirates today, and Chris Archer will throw at you again, buddy, if you look at another home run.
You let him
Shout out, Derek.
You know. You let him know.
Well, that was an awkward awkward end to the podcast today.
You let him know.
We have we have Nick threatening murder through another individual.
He's not threatening murder. He said Chris Archer's going to throw at him.
Anyway, if you guys haven't, you should like, share, subscribe, share this with your friends and all the fun stuff. Download the Finger Lakes 1 app on the App Store. Whatever for Apple.
Google Play Store.
Google Play Store. Yeah, look, I don't know. We'll catch you guys next week on the Fresh Takes Podcast.